Hey, beautiful soul. Thanks again for joining me on Meant to Bloom podcast. We are going through the Mindset Realign Challenge. Today we are on day four. We're talking about meaningful affirmations. And I apologize if you were looking for this early in the morning. I woke up with a bit of a headache today and I'm recording these in live time. So I'm recording day four on day four, Thursday. I woke up with a bit of a headache and got a much later start to the day than I anticipated. Sort of Monday, day one, I was talking about, I've been kind of getting over a bit of a cold. It kind of hit me again. We had a really late night last night with the boys and I'm just not feeling strong physically right now. But let's talk about this. I don't want to leave you hanging any longer than I already have. Forgive me if I sound short on breath right now. Let's get through this. I want to keep a short one, keep it sweet. So enough about me. Let's dive into meaningful affirmations. Now, affirmations is something, again, like gratitude, where at the beginning of my personal growth journey, I had no desire for it. It rubbed me the wrong way. I was like, affirmations are stupid. I'm not going to look in the mirror and speak positively of myself. Whenever I was speaking positively about myself, it felt like I was lying, and my nervous system, like I could feel my cortisol levels spiking. I could feel stress and anxiety while I was trying to say these positive good things about myself. So that kind of forced me to approach positive self-talk and affirmations from a new perspective, right? I couldn't just go at it, you know, the mainstream way. Anyways, oh my goodness. Okay, water. Stay hydrated, friends. All right, let's get through this. All right, you become what you think about most. That's a quote by John Assaraf. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Okay. So let's get into reading it, I guess. Like focusing on blessings to see more blessings around us. When we focus on our strengths, we begin to see more of them. Affirmations are a powerful tool to becoming the woman God created you to be. We must first believe it ourselves, create our meaningful affirmations, and start turning weaknesses into strengths. Affirmations are a key component in adjusting our mindsets. I'll be honest, I'm not a big fan of the mainstream one-size-fits-all, say-it-till-you-believe-it affirmations. I can't stand in front of a mirror and tell myself something I don't believe without feeling like I've compromised my integrity. It gives me a heavy feeling in the pit of my stomach. If you feel the same, stick with me here because I have some great ways to use affirmations that are both honest and effective. So here's the deal. What you repeatedly tell yourself, you will believe. You hear a lie enough. You hear a lie enough times, it becomes your truth. So let's focus on making sure we're telling ourselves things that are going to help us be our best selves, not things that are going to hurt us and consume all our energy trying to combat it. Okay, so good, meaningful affirmations. What these are going to be are ones that target your negative self-talk. These are going to be truths that negate the negative self-talk you already tell yourself. So we've already laid some groundwork for this, talking about gratitude and seeing the good around us. You want to also see the good within you. We laid some of the groundwork talking about being enough, feeling enough, knowing that you do enough and that your worth is not based in that. Okay, affirmations are a great way to continue supporting these things. And to me, it's not just simply having the affirmations of your statements, places where you can see it, you know, your phone wallpaper, post-it notes around your house, write it on your mirror to see in the morning. Those are really effective ways of reminding yourself to use this positive self-talk. But when you're really going to see your biggest, you know, momentum, your biggest growth, the biggest change out of this is using the affirmation specifically to target your negative self-talk, the things, your limiting beliefs, those things that you already tell yourself that you know aren't true, but you tell yourself enough, it feels like the truth. Okay, what we want to do is unravel that tangle of lies that's holding you back. Okay, So let's get into the work for the day, our three journal prompts here to work through. Grab your pen, grab your notebook. If you want to print off the workbook, that is available for purchase in the description below. I like having the physical copy. This has always been a physical copy available for purchase, like through my Etsy shop and things like that in the past. This is the first time I'm really, really just talking it out to you guys and giving you all of the actual content here over the podcast for free. So please enjoy this and know that it is something of value. It's not just thrown together haphazardly. It is one of my best-selling products over the last 3 years, 2 years, 3 years. I can't even keep track of how long it's been. Okay, hydrating, and then the three questions. Okay, so your journal prompt one here that you're going to work through. What is it that you struggle with most? What makes you feel like less? Okay, where's your biggest mental struggle? Where's the biggest thing that you tell yourself you're not ... what is your biggest limiting belief in your life? Where are you talking negatively to yourself and holding yourself back? That's what you want to identify right now. Okay, because that's going to be a domino that fixes a lot of these things in your life on a micro scale. Okay, number two, we're going to flip that limiting belief. You're going to write it as a positive I am statement. Okay, so for example, I have always struggled with this feeling of I'm not enough, right? If you're struggling with your enoughness or your worthiness, your I am statement is very simple. It's I am enough. I am already enough. I am already worthy. Okay, whatever it is that is that big thing that comes up that tells you that, you know, your big negative thinking thought. All right, sometimes it's an umbrella term that encompasses a lot of other micro little things in your life. Whatever that is, flip it and turn it into a positive. Okay, and then number three, we're going to commit to this affirmation. Decide when you will use it and how. Okay, this is where you'll take it and you'll put it on your mirror to see it each morning, or you'll commit to journaling it, like writing it over and over and over again in a journal, or journaling about it and digging deeper into that. You know, if you're dealing with your enoughness and you're going to say, I am enough, go deeper, journal it, support it, find evidence so that you can feel it and believe it, right? Put this on a post-it note on your coffee maker. Put it as the wallpaper on your phone so that you're seeing it all the time. And every time you see it, train yourself to reinforce that thought, that idea, okay? It's not just about, you know, coming up with a whole list of affirmations, which you can just journal affirmation after affirmation, okay? Positive self-talk. I believe I've heard this called positive self-talk rampages, where you just go on this long rant, this rampage of supporting yourself with positive statements. And some of them you might not totally believe yet, but if you're entwining these things that you don't totally believe yet with things you are starting to believe, things you know are true, but you have a hard time remembering them, put them all in here together and create this like safe space for yourself to pour into yourself, to feel these feelings as they come up and to work through when you feel resistance, when you feel this negativity, and work on shifting it and flipping it. All right. So my friend, that's what I had for you today. I am out of breath. I love you so much. I will see you back here again tomorrow.